Hello, today is the 20th of January, 2021, and I'm talking with Jay Joseph. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview, Jay. What year were you born?
2004.
Where were you born?
Smithers.
Can you describe the neighborhood you grew up in?
I used to grow up in a place called Frog Hollow, which was near the highway that led to Hazleton and the airport. It was a pretty swampy area, and I remember there was a big birch forest nearby, and we moved out of there when I was about 5 years old, I think, and we went up into Lowland Road, which is a big hilly area on the way to Telqua.
So you've lived a couple different places. Are there things that stand out about each spot?
I don't remember a lot about Frog Hollow, but I do remember there used to be, maybe it's still there, but there was a farm right across from where we lived, and there was a lady there who had chickens, and my dad would always go there to buy eggs. And I remember I had this sort of crib when I was in Frog Hollow. And I lived there, and according to my dad, I once actually climbed out of it and fell down in the middle of the night.
Those are great memories to have. Can you tell me more about your family?
I have two brothers, and I have a dog and two cats.
Okay. And what do your parents do for work?
My dad used to work as a... I don't know what the word is for it, but he used to work at the law office in the middle of Smithers. I forget what the position was called again, but he used to work there for a bit until we were born, and then he became, I guess, like a sort of stay-at-home dad, and as of late, he's been like doing a lot more jobs. Like, he used to work at the college for a bit, and he's been doing a lot of tiling and repair work. And my mom's been a doctor. She's always been a doctor. She's been here for a while now.
Awesome. Thank you. So can you tell me, do you regularly see any extended family?
Yeah. Before COVID hit, my brothers and me and my dad would go to Hegwilget because that's where most of my dad's extended family lives. And so we would visit my grandmother, and we would have lunch there. And sometimes, it's usually there were two or three of our aunts and uncles would come visit too. And sometimes we would stay for supper and see a lot of our family. That hasn't happened a lot since COVID hit. I've mainly seen them once before Christmas last year, but that's it.
Do you have any interesting family traditions that you want to share?
The only main sort of one is one that my family started a while ago, back when I was in like kindergarten. We would do this thing called favorite parts of the day, where we would say one favorite part of the day that we had, and one green light and then one red light, which was like a negative part of our day that we wanted to vent out. We've started it in kindergarten because I brought home like this worksheet about interacting from my teacher, and we started it and we haven't stopped.
That's an interesting tradition. Do you have any important heirlooms or antiques in your family?
Well, the only thing that is sort of an antique to me is this outfit that my grandfather got for me when I was a kid, that I wore when I was a baby, when I was not long after I was first born.
That's a great keepsake. What activities does your family do together?
We do a lot of skiing a lot of the time when it snows. Like, we have a cabin up at the hill, and We go skiing a lot, and we have like a little hill that we can sled on at home, so we do a lot of sledding too. And we like to do board games, like Catan was one of the ones that we play a lot. And up at the cabin, we'll play this one game called Sorry, which involves like bumping your opponents back to base, and it always ends up being very intense and funny.
So that sounds like lots of things that you do for fun as a family. Do you do special things for holidays or birthdays?
Not really. We just do like the same stuff that feels like everyone else does. Although for New Year's Eve, we've always gone up to the cabin. We always hang out at the cabin to see the fireworks. And there were like, there was fireworks this year. I'm pretty sure there wasn't supposed to be. Ah. But there was fireworks this year up at the hill.
Okay. And so you did for fun when you were younger, you played board games and things. And is there anything else you did when you were younger that you...
When I used to go to this one daycare, before I went to kindergarten, there was this thing we did every Christmas. We would blend together oats and some sugar and green sparkles, and the matron of the kindergarten would call it, or the preschool, I guess it was, would call it reindeer food. And so we would sprinkle it on our lawn, and she always told us that it would help the reindeer know where to land. That was what she... We did that for a while until we all left preschool.
Lots of fun things. Where did you go to elementary school?
Muheim Elementary.
And did you like elementary school? Why or why not?
Some parts of it were fun. Like, I know that I had a lot of teachers who were really nice, and some of them who weren't as fun to be around. And although I struggled a lot in elementary school with social stuff, I've never been able to keep many friends in elementary school. Like, I always fell apart.
So that would have been very hard. Was there subjects that you enjoyed or subjects that you didn't like in terms of...
I always enjoyed like art and writing and library time. Once a week we would go to the library and I would enjoy like reading the books, and like I always stay there until the last minute. And as for subjects I didn't really like, I've never really enjoyed math. It's never been one of my favorite subjects.
Do you have any stories from elementary school that you'd like to share?
I remember when I was in maybe grade 2 or 3, I was walking back with the class in a line from gym, and there was these boxes that were lining the halls that were full of books, old books from the library, and they were like up for grabs. They were free books because the library didn't need them anymore because they were so old. And I saw one that caught my eye, so I stopped and picked it up, and I read the first page, and I actually sat down and started reading, and the rest of the class just went back to the classroom. And then like 10 minutes later, my teacher came looking for me because I was still sitting there reading. I ended up going to the principal's office.
Oh, so the book caught your attention, and then the principal wasn't impressed.
No, because I was supposed to go back to the class.
Ah. Have you gone to any high school other than Smithers Secondary School?
No.
Do you have any stories to share about being a Smithers Secondary School student?
I've never really experienced like a ton of major stuff at the high school. One thing that I heard about via my mom, because she knows another teacher in the school, is about how there was like a fight club discovered going on at the school. And I recognized some of the boys on the list, and it didn't surprise me that they had started a fight club, because they just... A lot of the boys in the school feel like the same type of person. Like, they play some sort of sports, they enjoy a certain genre of music, they all have the same sort of like edgy, oh, I use racist or homophobic humor because I think it's dark and cool and I don't understand that it can hurt people sort of humor. They all feel like they have the same sort of personality. It's hard to find someone who in the school who doesn't have those sort of characteristics.
Have there been positive experiences at the high school for you?
Yeah, I've met a few students who are actually very self-aware and like very nice. I don't know if it's running anymore, but we used to have a gender sexuality alliance running for a bit. Mr. Rath made it, but it hasn't been running anymore as far as I know, which sucks because it was really nice to like be in a group where I felt like included and welcome, and I wouldn't have to deal with like any sort of edgy humor sort of people.
And do you think that's one of the groups that has been canceled right now due to COVID?
I think it got canceled before COVID. Like, I think we had one meeting and then we had a couple of others, and I think we just didn't have any more meetings after that. I don't know why. I think maybe Mr. Rath didn't have time to organize it or something, but it just didn't happen anymore.
So I noted that one of the things you wanted me to ask you is about your experience as an undiagnosed autistic student. What's that been like?
I found out that my mom helped me figure out that I was autistic in March last year. And it was like a very weird sort of like, oh, the pieces have all fallen together moment. And it feels like it hasn't been much different from when I didn't know I was autistic. But there are like some points where I sort of wished I was able to like say, oh yeah, I'm autistic, could I maybe not do this? Because like with things like giving presentations, it's really terrifying. Or like at like lunch or like on break, I sort of wish that I had like a quiet place to go to, because everything is really noisy and I don't like that. Like, I usually went to the art room at lunch, and before COVID I would go to the art room at lunch and it was really quiet, and then after COVID struck for a while I could only go to the library and it was just really noisy because that's where everyone would go because the computer labs are all closed, and so it's just very stressful and I don't really like it.
So that's definitely a way that your experience has been different with COVID. What's it been like being a teenager in Smithers in 2020 and into 2021 with COVID and COVID safety restrictions?
I feel like it's like opening up my perspective of the town. Specifically in, there are a lot more right-wingers here than I thought there was. Because I walked down the street once on my way to work a couple weeks ago. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I was walking down like the main street area, and there was a whole crowd of people who were protesting mask restrictions and like saying they didn't want to go back to quarantine. There's like just like a crowd of maybe 20 or 30 people there, and it's just like, for such a small town that I always saw as very left-wing, there are a lot of very right-wing people.
How is your life different from this time last year?
I remember, I think last year when COVID was like just starting to be like found out and studied, I remember thinking it's probably going to spread here. I remember thinking, oh, I probably better get ready because chances are it might hit here, because I saw how quickly it multiplied in China. And I was right.
Yeah.
And so it was like a weird feeling of I was right to be anxious, and also there is a deadly disease in the country now, and it's terrifying.
Anything else you want to say about COVID and the COVID experience?
I feel like it has like really opened up a lot of things in like the news and like social justice that might not have been open before. Like, for example, the government, like a bunch of governments, not just Canada, have like always said, oh, we couldn't afford to house the homeless people, or we couldn't afford to like build like individual houses for them. But then they are willing to go to jump through hoops to make sure that these like special domes are built for people who are social distancing and doing yoga, or like special places built for like people that are going dining. And it's like, it's sort of putting into spirit perspective a lot more how much the government cares about minorities.
In terms of Smithers, what are some of the best parts of living in Smithers?
it's a small town. I feel like that makes it a lot more friendly. Like, you recognize people more often, and it just has a more friendly vibe to it.
And what are some of the worst parts about being in a small town like Smithers?
There's, like, not a lot of resources that are, like very niche resources. Like, I've always wanted to, like, learn to do, like, digital animation, and it's hard to find, like, a specific animation course in Smithers at all. Or, like, anything related to animation at all, any classes related to animation at all, because it's just such a niche subject that it wouldn't be found in a small school in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, and it's also, like, harder to find, like, people who I share interests with or, like, are also LGBTQ other than through social media or the GSA, because it's just a really small town.
What are your plans after high school?
I want to go to a university in Vancouver. I want to go to Capilano University and take the 2D animation and design course. And after that, it's sort of up in the air, because being a digital artist even now is, like, very wild and unpredictable because the industry is constantly changing. But I do want to, like, take a course in Capilano and then maybe take another course in writing, or potentially another university, potentially a First Nations university. I want to maybe look at one on the history of First Nations artwork, potentially.
And so you're interested in, like, the art animation sort of perspective and the social justice perspective as well.
Yeah. For, like, art and animation, I have, like, some ideas for, like, graphic novels and comics and books that I want to, like, turn into actual things when I get into college or university. And there are, like, tons of, like, animated series that are starting to be produced that I, like, would love to intern at or even work on. As for, like, the social justice aspect of it, I wanted to, like, look at more First Nations related courses and history and, like, become a bit of, like, an activist in that sort of regard. And that end, I would love to work at, like, the SPCA. I like working with animals, especially cats.
Are there any other topics you want to discuss?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Jay. I appreciate this.
Good timing.